Alan, what prompted you embarking on trying to break the world record?
Well, we just thought, you know, Durban's getting such good publicity at the moment in terms of tourism and the fact that it is becoming quite a tourism hub. We just all thought we wanted to, first of all, do something which is novel to Durban, something that hasn't been tried before, and it's just an event to profile the whole property.
So is this a very Durban initiative then?
Very Durban initiative. We looked at what we could do to really do something unique and novel just for Durban. And we're hoping, I think, that this becomes an annual event.
And so how did you come about with this record?
Well, you know, obviously all of us in the hospitality business, we looked at what we could do which was unique hospitality-wise. There's the longest picnic table in the world. There's the longest dining table. So we're going for the longest dining table and the longest table in the world. So it's actually two world records. But the Guinness Book of Records have recognized the longest table in the world, and we discern a dining element into it as well.
Alan, it sounds like a logistical nightmare, though.
It's not really, actually. It's 1,100-odd tables in a big snake row with 2,100 chairs and tablecloths. And then we're allowing restaurants to decorate their table, decor companies to decorate their tables. And then we just have the facilities up. And, you know, and Greville has the space. It has all the facilities and the equipment here. Mm. So it's just good planning. But we'll get it done, literally set up within 24 hours.
And how many people are you actually looking at hosting that that day?
If you look at the length of the table, we could actually seat 4,000 people.
I'm sure, I mean, the more people know about this, the more they would want to be part of what is a historical event, right?
It is very historical, and it's going to be a first for this. Mm. And as I said, you know, if we... The last one was the record holder is actually from Europe. So it's also the first time in Africa that something like this has been tried. So it's very historical, and I think that, you know, I think it's going to be very successful, and I think it could become an annual event.
So how long are we looking at you? What is the length of this table going to be?
2.1 kilometers.
Wow. And do the people from the Guinness Book of Records come out and measure this? How does it work?
Basically what they do, there's some very stringent rules that you have to sort of abide by. There's a certain way that the tables have got to be laid up. And then they will appoint somebody within South Africa to be working with us and with our team. And then on the day, they've got a specific way of measuring it.
That is amazing. And then, Alan, lastly, what exactly is going to be happening on that day?
We're going to have a whole array of entertainment on our main stage with musicians, local bands, mainly from Durban, some DJs. We're going to have a whole big catering tent with lounge suites. Pretty much like what you see the Durban July. Mm. And then we're going to take it through to sort of 7, 8 o'clock at night, and then we'll have an after party in our large silver ring room.
That's great. And have your picture taken and get put into the Guinness Book of World Records.
Yeah, absolutely. We're hoping to be able to give something to every person who participates to say that they actually have met the world record for something. So yeah. That's every individual who gets involved. This will also be listed on the website, and we will send all the list of individuals' names to the Guinness Book as well.